the fever in me will melt these sheets. My temperature's 110, and the burning in you will melt this room. It's a hunger that we both can't tame. I'm thinking, yes.
Welcome everyone to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Teddy J in the building. It is yet another beautiful hump day after dusk. Every Wednesday we do it here on the show. And yeah, so Life of the Dust Live, we come on Mondays and Wednesdays every week. And that track to open up the show was actually artist by the name of Michael Leek. And that was his track called Urge. So check him out, Google him, and stalk the heck out of him, and support him, man. Very hot track. Yeah, I know on Wednesdays, or people who are new to the show, here on Wednesdays, we actually do something where we actually play a lot more R&B music than we do on any other time. So, yes, Wednesday shows are either heavily R&B or soft hip hop songs. So you kind of get a mixture of that. So, yes, tonight I'm very excited because, you know, we took a small break from interviews a little bit and just, you know, just opened up a bunch of dialogues throughout the show and whatnot. But should we get back into our heavy interview season? So tonight we'll be starting that. And we have an artist by the name of Ray Vaughn will be on here tonight. And I got a chance to meet this talented guy at on the Vertigo of DJ and Music Mixer a couple of weeks ago. And, well, actually last week it was. And so it was really dope to kind of mingle with a bunch of different artists. And this is definitely one of those ones. Not only did I get to, you know, shake hands with him and, you know, just vibe with him and whatnot. He actually performed too, so I got a chance to watch perform. So we'll go into all that. We'll also be playing his next single, which is called A Free Fall, and following that up with another track of his called Doctor. And you can find all of this on of his album, which is She Loves Me Not. And so these are just a few of the songs on She Loves Me Not. So, yes. It's some stuff, man, that it's been kind of, like, interesting out here. Like, so, a lot of people don't understand that when I told you about Texas weather, like, when I say it's bipolar, it truly is bipolar. So literally, it was hot as heck for like 4 or 5 days straight, all the way through Monday. And then all of a sudden the rain decided to come and it got cold. It was cold on Tuesday from the rain, and then it got even colder today. But tomorrow it's supposed to be getting hotter again, so it's just crazy how the weather works here. It has its own little mind, and it'll trick you to think, oh yeah, full-fledged spring, yeah. So we're getting, you know, it's gonna continue to mess with us like that. But you know, if you live there for a decent amount of time, you know how that goes. That the weather here is just, it just kind of just does its own little thing. So you have to, you know, hang in there and not let it get to you. But yeah, so I also want to thank everyone for actually tuning to our anniversary show on Monday. Really appreciate it. Thank you. I saw a lot of people listened, and it's pretty dope, man, to just celebrate yet another year of this platform. And that's 9 years, man. And people that's trying to do the math, I'm young, so you can you try to think, oh yeah, he must be like such and such age. Nope, pretty young. So I've been doing this for 9 years, and a lot of times I've always done things ahead of my time, and I was going to suffer at a young age. So this was definitely no different starting the show when the opportunity arrives. So definitely a pleasure. So tonight, so Nay won't be in here tonight, but she will possibly be on here later on. Which that lead to our Also Pet T segment on by T. And then of course we also do to the every show on both the Monday and the Wednesday show, which is called The Six. That's where we name a topic and we make a list of six things based on that topic. So that's something you have to look forward to for tonight. So yes. And what we're going to do now, we're going to go ahead and go into the first track by Ravon for tonight. And that's his next single that's getting ready to take the world over by storm. And before I get ready to play, I want to also again thank Vertigo for the love and, you know, putting on such a great event that allows people from all over to be able to mingle in, you know, different professionals from all walks of life being able to make things happen. So appreciate you guys for being a part, being instrumental in what's going on here on the show. So here we go. This is by Ravon. This track, his next single, is called Free Fall. And I want you guys to enjoy it, and we'll be back after this.
Girl, I'm sick of off my money of you as my
private stripper.
You're the reason I can't sleep. Your love is throwing me overboard.
Good for me.
Welcome back, everyone, to Life at a Does Live. Your boy, City J. Oh, that boy there good, ain't it? That boy right there was good. Yeah, that was a boy, Ray Vine, and that was his next single, which is called Free Fall. Y'all know how we do it over here, man. We let R&B flourish on this show here. So, you know, but to do it that way, because, you know, it's hump day. Give you something to hump to. So that's how we do it. All right, so speaking of that track and the person who sings it, I actually go to the line now, because I believe that is our guest for tonight, if I'm not mistaken. Is that my boy,
sir.
Ray Vine, the builder?
What is up, man, everything is good.
Welcome to the show, man.
Good, man. Hey, thanks, man. Oh. Thanks. Long time coming, huh?
Yes, sir, man. That track was hot, you know. I told you at the mixer, man, we like, especially with our Wednesday show, we love to get some of the R&B on the show and, you know, get some people to vibe to.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. It's a great outlet for us, you know. That's the thing about R&B. You have to find a great outlet, man. I really, really appreciate that.
Most definitely. I'm a person, I like music. I'm just a music person. But I think in order to have a balance, I think R&B needs to still be up there because, it sets the mood, man. I know some people, you know, y'all not loving people or whatnot, but, you know, even when y'all got the side chicks, you still want something. Sometimes you want something smooth, you know.
Man, you got to have something to put in the bed, man. Set the tone.
Exactly. Set the tone, man.
Yeah, man, it's not a lot of that, man, but I like to stay consistent, man, pumping out some really good, smooth R&B, and it's coming. You know, there's a pocket for R&B. It's not on the forefront like it was once before, but I believe it's going to come back around.
Yes, I definitely believe, because people need a feel, so that's what R&B does. It helps you get more, just have time to vibe and relax.
Yeah.
So, but for those who don't know, again, this is Ray Vine. And tell us about, you know, what led you get into music anyway?
Say it again. You're a little low.
Tell us what led you to get into music.
Oh, man. You know, that music was a gift that was basically birthed into me. You know, pretty much my entire family sang. You know, I just decided to go a little more stable route. I went on and finished my college degree. Went to Mississippi Valley State on a vocal music scholarship. So I did that pretty much professionally trained, man, 4 years in a row. Came on out to Dallas and decided it was time to pursue my career in music. You know, go ahead and do my solo project. Met with a lot of producers that knew each other. And led me to Vertigo. Just put everything in perspective, man. So I dropped my first project in 2014, Experience Ray Vine. Worked the singles there, and now, 2017, here we are with Experience Ray Vine, and She Loves Me Not.
Yes, which I have to say, man, definitely, 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 definitely. Like, I got a chance to watch you perform at the mixer, and you know, that's the thing. Like, I'm all about stage presence. You want to get my attention? You know, because some people are going to say, well, you know, I remember one of the big things they were talking about at the mixer was, you know, guys necessarily paying attention while another guy is singing R&B. And to me, you know, because I'm in touch with my, you know, I ain't got a question about masculinity, so I can enjoy some R&B and watch a guy perform. So my whole thing is, it's a matter of if it's hip hop or R&B. You gotta have stage presence to get my attention, and that's something you definitely were displaying. Was that? So I kind of want to throw a sidewinder at you. How was it performing in front of a bunch of guys and still bringing that same vibe as if it was a room full of ladies?
And, you know, I think that all comes when it comes down to writing a record. When you're choosing a single to push, you have to expect the worst. And that's the absolute worst thing you can do with R&B is being in a room full of guys. So you think, you know, so you think. So when I get there,
exactly.
When you have a room full of guys, you're either going to lock in on any soft-skinned female in there, or my next best thing is to see how many guys I can turn from a hard look with arms crossed to actually recording the show. And that's my test. As a performer, I go to where energy is, and I work the crowd. I work wherever that pocket is, and I try to make it expand. And, you know, it's funny, me and my manager talked about that afterwards. You know, we're not rookies to the hardcore audience. You know, we kind of look forward, because a room full of ladies is easy. Guys is another story, you know. You're going to have guys that's going to cuff the women harder, and women that don't want to scream because guys right there cuff them hard, or you're going to have just a fantastic crowd. But either way it goes, that's the opportunity to put a brand new single in front of brand new people, and they have to talk about it if you sell it on a performance.
Exactly. And for me personally, I think it's perfect because, again, you're on the show now. And also, again,
yeah.
I don't know, again, back to my point I said earlier, you got to have something to set the mood right. So if I ain't got nothing to set, if I'm at a mixer, I want to, that's why we do these Wednesday shows, because we want to be able to allow people to kind of relax and, you know, take them out the norm. And We ain't in turn up mode all the time. We kind of just relax and talk about, you know, it's time to put the kids to bed. It's time for grown ups now.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, man. It's a little different.
What were you saying?
Go ahead. I said, yeah, it's a weird time with R&B, because growing up, you know, in the clubs, you waited to towards the middle of the end of the night, and they drop the slow song for people ready to steal all the deals. You know, the girl you've been eyeing all night, you get a chance to get on the floor, get the little whisper in the ear, the little rub down the back while your jam's going. But right now, it's like, yeah, it's turn up, turn up, turn up. So it's refreshing to me to hear R&B, real R&B.
Yes, I agree. It's very... Like, I've started to see the transition move back to that again, because I've been, the past couple of events I've been to, I've watched the DJs kind of, you know, do that. They've been starting to get into the music for to kind of set the mood. I was like, okay. Because, when a girl is twerking, they're not really trying to dance with a person. When a slow jam is on, it relaxes them more. They twerking. They want to be like the center of attention, and they in strip club mode. They not in relaxed and dance of a partner mode. So you got to put some of that. Man, I'm just telling you.
You gave me on my
stump. I like to get on.
Yes, man, it's all good though. It's working. That's what I can say. The single is really turning heads. And it's really working. It's causing a lot of conversation. And I've been knocking out radio interviews. I've been knocking out internet interviews. Been getting booked for different events. A lot of private events that come up with R&B, you know. So I'm happy. I'm happy with the progress that's going on. And I just have to stay the course and just get a bigger movement.
Most definitely. So let's get more depth about the track. So first, let's talk about Free Fall. Kind of let us into your brain, what kind of went into that track?
Oh, man, it's a lot that went into this track, man. It's an entire whirlwind of lifelong events that went into the entire project. And She Loves Me Not, and She Loves Me Not basically sets up the platform for a relationship that went bad, okay? So it was like, She Loves Me Not, you know, that's to be, not to be, and She Loves Me Not. So every track explains a portion of the relationship. It starts with I'll die and I'll do anything to make it right. You know, goes to a waterfall saying, man, you know, I'm trying, but it's seeming, the more I try, the less progress I make. It's seeming impossible. And then you start to think as a man, like, what makes you stay in relationships? And it says, you know, sometimes sex is an important factor in a relationship. And Free Fall goes into saying how you kind of fail and you stepped out on that ledge and you realize you were in a free fall. So you will call yourself running to love, and that love kind of let you down. No parachute, no safety net. All I can do is free fall. And it goes on to let you go, another expression of saying, you know, free fall. And it goes on a letter. Letter kind of tells a Charles Vaughn versus Ray Vaughn story, you know, a song that was played from year, 1 year a verse and 2 year pass and finishing with the second verse, all in the same relationship. But then it eases on the doctor because you don't stay in there in a hole long, not if you're doing things right, you know. So you don't stay mad at the world for long. So doctor is me coming through and I'm fixing, but it's fixing with another situation. Letting the past be the past, walking to some new love, you know. So it's an entire story. That project was put together for a movement. It was a real tone setting, and it takes you through a journey. You know, it just wasn't tracks that sounded good. Those tracks went together in a perfect harmony to express an entire situation.
You know, that to use another artist I know to kind of connect for some of the audience, that kind of reminds me of the Dreams album. I believe it was the Love Hate album, where it kind of the tracks all went together, and you know it's like slowly all this, like perfect harmony. Each track kind of, even though it was its own vibe, they kind of connected. Yeah. And I like when people's albums do that because it makes you listen to the whole album versus just strictly going to the singles.
Yeah, that Usher Confession is my number one project that did that for me. That was an experience R&B CD. The number one in my book still now.
I about to agree. We talked about that album a whole lot on here.
Yes, indeed. It's easy to tour and captivate an audience. You know, one song may not do the whole deal, but when you're talking through an hour-long set and you can set them up and let them know what's coming, do a little singing here, a little talking, it gives you an entire experience after leaving that show, and you have to tell somebody about it. So, you know, R&B moves. It may not be on the main forefront, but it's still circulating. It's connecting with somebody. So I like to do songs that make a connection, you know, so that makes the music timeless. So you don't have to worry about it hitting today or blowing up tomorrow. If it happens, it happens. If not, if you listen to this project 10 years, it's still going to make sense.
Exactly. Now, we'll come back to you with pitchforks if I didn't dig into your business a little bit. So I will be doing that in a moment. But you did talk about Doctor, which we'll be playing that later on. I'm going to go backwards in time. Now, for those who don't realize, you were actually part of the Mississippi Mass Choir, both the youth choir and adult choir. Tell us about that experience.
Hey, you know, when I started doing music, it was in the church. We had a Starlight Choir, is what it was, New Strangers Home. So for the summer after vacation Bible school, we had an option to do a community choir, and that was the Mississippi Mass Children's Choir. I jumped into that, and just so happened, the gift was just shown. So it wasn't always my choice to continue to participate in that choir. It was other people saying, hey, you have to be here. You know, my youth director, you had no choice. This is your gift. You use your gift. You know, so that was the biggest thing growing up. Use your gift for the Lord. This is what you're doing. So it was no option. They saw it in me way more than I saw it in myself. And it just matured from the children's choir as I grew older, hit the age bracket at 17, and went to the mass choir. And so I guess, you know, doing this music thing, we cut records in the children's choir when I was as early as 7 years old. You know, we were in the studio doing gospel songs. You know, I shied away from a solo there on the deal. And I always liked doing background, you know, early on. And I hate I did that. I wish I would have went ahead and stepped out then. But it was all good for a reason, because that thing there led to my scholarship in college, paid for school. And it just gave me the entire background of working with people, around people. And when I got here to Dallas, I just kept it moving.
And you know what? To sum that up for people, that means the brother can sing. He got the credentials behind him that he can sing. He got, you know, he ain't just out here hollering. All right, so I'm gonna throw something at you, throw another sidewire at you. So, Mr. Vincent Cox, you might mm-hmm. know this person.
That's my man.
Yes, right hand man. Now, you see, people don't realize I do a little research on stuff, and when I see something captivating, I point it out. He posted a post about 13 hours ago that I thought was powerful. He said, what artists think they need? Blog placement, a music video with each single, gigantic Twitter numbers, social media verifications. But what artists actually need is clean branding UX on all digital platforms, three distinct sales funnels for monetization, and quality work that includes merchandise and music. What are your thoughts on that? You know, were you always, you know, because you have a manager that believes that, of course, that's instilled upon you, but were you ever part of the other side where you thought the other things are more important?
Well, you know, I won't say more important. When you go through your music journey, you just try to catch the flame of where it is. But I was fortunate enough to have my manager at the beginning of my music career when I pursued it. I actually met my manager my first studio session here in Dallas. So although before he became my main manager, he was always an advisor in my corner. You know, he introduced me to Big Daddy the DJ in Vertigo. And when I came, I was like, what is this? He was like, hey, just get here and get some experience. So the first time I came to Vertigo was in, 2013? And I got the scoop there. You know what I mean? It was a scoop already. I was on game. So 2014, I was locked and cocked with my first official project, Experience Ray Vaughn. My packaging was together. My artwork was together. My branding was together. It was just a forward motion from there. So, you know, as you go and as DJs progress to more so doing video DJing, I said for myself, the next single that I drop, I'm going to have a video with it. And that video was like, it didn't make or break the song, but if you had any chance or potential for people to play it, I wanted to have everything together. So, you know, those things, they just all play a factor. But the biggest three things that we always focused on was clean branding, great music. Like, we don't rush and just throw tracks out. It's going to be great from start to finish. It's going to be great production. It's going to be mixed masters. It's going to be great writing. It's going to be a vocally exercised track. And we're going to be able to perform that track any and everywhere we go. And we're going to have that on every digital platform out there available for purchase. There's two things. You got to have music, and you got to have a way for someone to go and support you if you really want to do this thing called being an artist.
Look at that, man. See, y'all see, I threw that. That was not rehearsed. By the way, people, that was not rehearsed. We just, out of nowhere. I mean, I didn't let people know that because sometimes they think that every, you know, they go to these interviews and everything's like playing. Nah, that was a fastball I threw at him. Y'all saw how that means your manager been putting in that work because you were able to spill that out. That says a lot.
Oh, yeah.
What would you say? I'm going to throw another one at you. What would you say is something you wish was better about the music industry?
I guess from my standpoint, I would like to see riskier DJs. You know, growing up, you had DJs. No matter what the song was, a great DJ would set it up. They'll set the crowd up. They'll change the energy flow. And going to the club would be a total experience. It's not full throttle turn up from top to bottom. It's not a fear of going from Lil Wayne to Frankie Beverly and Maze, however they want to do it, because the DJs were in control. So, I mean, I would like to see a little more of that, you know, especially for R&B, the type of R&B I have, because my R&B is more so on a traditional line. You know, it's not a lot of turn up in it. It's mood setting. And I guess, you know, I kind of wish that I would have been on this bandwagon in 2001, 2002. I would have did it earlier. We've been doing this at 15. Doctor at 15 years old, you know. But it's rolling, though. I can't be mad. Then it ain't different. That's what I would do. You know, I'd like to see that more. You know, I'd like to see that more in the club, you know, where you can get that connection, where you get those vibes with the women. And that'd be great for me.
You know, no, you actually, that's crazy. It's crazy reading it up because that's the thing I notice about a lot of times when I go out. Like, it's like, no, like people are just, they're just spinning, they're just playing music and trying to get the check as fast as they can and get out. No one's trying to create an experience not, well, I won't say no one. There's people who still do it, but it's not enough people that's creating experiences. Screen people are just like, just play some music, and it's not, and they don't care how, it doesn't flow. It's not like, okay, you know, like, let me take you back here. Like, and I want to, like, when I go to it, when I go to one of DJing, I want to be, I want to feel like I'm on a dang roller coaster and feel like, whoa, I didn't see that coming. That's how I want to feel the entire night. I should have known your playlist from start to finish as soon as I walk in there.
But I can't say
yeah,
all.
So,
you know, all are not programmed that way. But I just wish more. You know,
yeah.
Took a little more risk on coming to that bombing.
I actually see. Like, to be honest, like, I've been seeing that more recent that a lot of them, a lot of, like, ones who, you know, do their thing and got their name a little bit out in the area. They do play a little. They do play more R&B, and they're not afraid to go. All right, let me. I mean, because I mean, at the end of the day, this is how I always judge when I DJ. I always judge my people gonna laugh and stuff. But I always judge my night by how many ladies and guys can I send home enjoying themselves at the end of the night. If I didn't do that, then I ain't do my job right.
Yep.
So yeah, I want to see you grabbing the wall, doing the crybaby, whatever.
The crybaby.
Oh man. So yeah. So all right. So I got a couple more questions for you. Second to last one is: if you had 24 hours left to live, what would you do with those last 24 hours?
24 hours left to live. Man,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'd like to take at least 12 of those hours and get with, I don't know who these people would be. Room full of producers and songwriters, and I'd like to pump out as many tracks as I can just so when I'm gone, the world still has to deal with Ray Vaughn. It has to still deal with Ray Vaughn. And the rest of that time, man, I'll kick it with my family. Let them know the importance of love and living life to the fullest. Because a lot of people, they're here on earth, but they're not living. And I've learned, you know, that quality of mind, doing what you love, chasing your dream, it's peace in that, you know. So I'd express that, man. I express that on everybody that I can. But I spend those last hours with loved ones, and I'll peace out of here.
All right, that's a good answer. Right. Very good. 12 hours of music? That would be dope. Like, mm-hmm. then they got to make love even when you're gone.
Yeah, they got to. Reproduction on me.
Yes. Okay, our last one. What can we expect within the next 3 months from you?
And I tell you what, I won't say too much right now. I won't put it all out there. But you just expect.
Don't tell nobody.
Just expect a new flame from Ray Vaughn. You know, I got a few thought process. Me and my team, we're putting together a nice little master plan, man. We're getting a nice little team behind us, and we're going to try some new stuff. My big accomplishment right now is putting out She Loves Me Not. I wanted a hardcore R&B project. From top to bottom, squared away and polished. And now I leave the doors open to experiment a little bit. So I'm going to try a few new things, and I keep you posted when it's time to drop.
Yeah, keep us posted, man. You know, we'll definitely put the word out there when that little magic happens. So definitely.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to do the same thing. We're going to service it through Vertigo. You're going to see us performing at these mixes, and you'll hear it everywhere.
Yeah, of course, we'll definitely invite you back to come, you know, come screw around with us and whatnot. So, yeah, definitely,
sure.
Man. We're going to give you some well-deserved hand claps. You were a great, great interview, definitely. Here on the show, instead of saying tell people to follow you, we say something a little bit different. We ask people to stalk you. And, I mean, we break down stalking because people always trying to do something bad. See, stalkers, they follow your every move. So instead of just pressing the like button or the follow button, we like the people who follow your every move and support you. So we call those people stalkers. So what are the links?
Hey, man, I'll take that, man. I love it. Stalk me. Pull up on me anytime you get a chance, man. On all social media sites, you'll find Rayvon at Rayvon for real. RayvonHN, the number 4, REAL. At my website with all of my music, my videos attached to it, RayvonForReal.com. You can find my single, my video on Vertical.com, single video on YouTube, Rayvon Doctor. And once again, She Loves Me Not, hottest project out right now, full of R&B jams, and much love.
Well, we appreciate you again, man. Give you a hand. And too, before you roll out, man, I want you to go ahead and introduce this next track by you.
Man, this next track is entitled Doctor, produced by my guy Gumbo. He's with Southwest Music. And get in the mood. Get ready after this track to just lay it down, hug up with your girl, and do what you do. Peace.
Yeah. All right, we appreciate you, boss.
Feeling all it, sick of all of this game, take life drowsy. You can't find the time, maybe you can have mine. Schedules open daily, and for you all night. That's what I prescribe. You can take any time, as much as you like, girl, before, after your meal. So you know the deal.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J. That was Doctor by Ravon. We just had an awesome interview with him. Definitely, definitely, if you missed it, check it back out. It's on iTunes. It's on Stitcher app. It's also on, goodness, TuneIn. I can go forever. Just search Life of the Dust Live or Dust Spot Radio Network, and it will show you all the shows. Look for the one that is entitled Artist Ravon, and you will be able to listen to the show. Also, of course, you can go to dustspot.com/DustSpotRadio and listen to it there. But, yeah, so as we got 14 minutes left of the show, I'm going to go ahead. I think we do this on Monday. So I'm going to do a special edition of Crickets of the Week. So before I do that, I need my trusty crickets. Thank you, crickets. Okay, so tonight's Crickets of the Week is going to focus. You know, we're going to keep it smooth and whatnot, and kind of also, basically, it's going to be a hybrid of the six and Crickets of the Week together. So I will be creating a list of six. But also, I'll be having crickets throughout the list. So, yeah, switching up the game a little bit tonight. All right, so first off, to let you know, you guys know what this list would consist of, it is going to be about, you know, we talk about like what people do wrong in the clubs at times, like, or whatnot, but I want, like, some things I want to see change in the club as far as, you know, I know sometimes you can't change the people, but you can at least change, but as far as the people who are working, you know, we can expect a little bit more from them. And we kind of talked about a little bit about that during the interview. All right, so number one, I was definitely in displaying a lot of cricket worthy behavior is the fact of security, man. Y'all have got to pat the hell out of these people down. Pat people down, man. I'm telling you. Because these people that don't come with that, because you need to make sure you're insured that people are not going to be at the goddamn fool. So, and not just a pat down, but security. Y'all need to be on top of y'all game and be ready, you know, instead of screwing around. You know, I'm not saying you got to be, you got to like an asshole all night, but y'all need to be ready. And the clubs, y'all got to stop trying to cut corners or have a security. If anything, to maximize your revenue, the safer the event, the more revenue you can make. And it's not just about, and not just for that particular night, long term, it helps you long term. So we got to get the security right, man. Like, can we get some crickets for that, please? Get the security right in your freaking club. Stop just letting any old average Joe that ain't ready to actually do some security work. You know, it's not going to work. You cannot slack as a security person. So, yeah, that's number one. Number two, bartenders. Let's get to y'all. Crickets, please. All right, now I understand clubs, what some of y'all are doing, but y'all got to give me a break. It can't be that hard pressed to find some decent bartenders. Like, just because somebody fixed drinks don't make him a bartender. I know that's blowing over people's minds, but let me say this again. Just because somebody made a drink before out at the house party don't make him a freaking bartender. Make sure you get somebody that really, you know, that has drink history and can be able to snap it up at any moment. Bam, 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 bam. Because and then be able to move at a fast pace. Like that lollygagging, you know, we don't have time for that. You need to be able to know how to fix drinks quick, fix them accurately and efficiently. And yes, I know some people want y'all to, you know, they want y'all to pour the whole bottle in their cup. But if they do that, you got to, you know, make them pay, whatever. Y'all, man, make sure you have a decent amount, a decent mixture for the drink so that people can enjoy the drinks. And then guess what y'all do when you do that? You make more money throughout the night because they'll be coming to get more drinks and more drinks and more drinks. And bam, there you go. If you make it too potent the first time, what I need to come back for you? What I need to come back to you for? So, yes, definitely. We got to get some bartenders that's not on, you know, that fugazi stuff. So, you get some crickets to get into that, please. Number three. DJs. One of the biggest rules y'all need to be doing is reading the goddamn crowd. Read the crowd. But while you read the crowd, dare to be different, man. Kind of mix it up and experiment. You know, like we talked about during the interview, feel free to mix up the music. The easiest thing to do to make the night go a certain way is play the top 100 on the radio or whatnot. But that's, you know, that's a lazy way of thinking. Let's go ahead and start, you know, feel free to make it an experience to where, you know, because when you're not just playing music, just be playing it, people remember it. Like, that's how you get the word of mouth about your events that you have coming up going further. Because when you have it to where you actually, you know, you take me through an experience with the music, people talk about that. That usually when people are thinking, you know, when people are sitting back and thinking back on an event, they go, oh, man, I remember when they played this, and I remember who I was dancing with when you remember that, all the different key things. So DJs, man, dare to step out on the ledge a little bit and not being afraid. Number four is, and I wasn't gonna do the six, but I might not even have 16 necessarily. I'm going to go ahead and go to the event host. Can we get some crickets for that, please? Your event host should be the most lit people at your event, because they are based. And this goes to the host. Y'all need to realize this. You are brand ambassadors for the event. If you're not, if you simply are not going, you know, you're not going to take that into account, then you don't need to be hosting. Y'all need to, you know, enjoy the night. And don't just be staying, in your section all night. Move the crowd. That is the point of the brand ambassadors of the event. We are the spokespeople. Hosts are spokespeople. Enjoy the night. Get the whole entire party lit, because again, y'all are spokespeople for the event. That's number four. Oh, okay, I will have six. Okay, number five, MCs. I get y'all want to talk, and I get y'all heard, y'all saw such and such do it a certain way, but sometimes I don't want to hear y'all talk over the damn record, man. Like, sometimes it's a record vibe, you know, and you ain't gotta yell over the record all night. Like, let some stuff breathe a little bit. So, yeah, man, like, I don't be wanting, sometimes y'all be driving me nuts. So, MCs, I know y'all be trying to get y'all shine, But man, sometimes y'all gotta learn how to let the record breathe, honestly. So let me go ahead and give y'all some more crickets before we go to number six. Now, I did say people who work for the club, but I am gonna go ahead and throw this into there. Number six, let's talk about the people real quick, please. You can go to an event. Leave the drama at the house. Honestly, leave the drama at the house. Keep your little personal squall or personal quarrels outside the club and keep them away, outside the club, away from the club. Because other people, because it's very selfish for you to bring your little quarrels to the club, and what you do might cost other people a good time. So leave it at the house. Before you walk through that club door, check yourself before you walk through that club door and be ready to enjoy yourself. Simple as that. Enjoy yourself. Have some decorum about, you know, so I mean, if you're going, you mean, especially, you know, just be mindful, man. And needing a room for the ladies, last thing you should be doing is fighting. Y'all, I mean, the thing is, to be honest, a key part of why the women are acting a certain way in the club, and they don't really, y'all be saying, oh, they don't really be dancing with people. Well, because we sit there and we're not, and people get more and more not paying attention to it. The thing, and here's the thing, people. Yes, I understand social media, and you want to be able to capture the moment, but sometimes we're so busy trying to capture the moment, we're not enjoying the moment. So focus on enjoying it. Yeah, you can always have one of your friends holding the camera or whatnot, but you worry about holding the camera and trying to enjoy yourself is ridiculous. Let's go back to, yeah, have the friend hold the camera and you turn up, y'all take turns and enjoy the experience. Stop trying so hard to capture it, because it won't be the experience to remember. You'll have footage, but were you truly? But if you had the footage, could you break down that moment piece by piece? All right. So yes, that's everything we got for today's show. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and that was the hybrid of Crickets of the Week. That was our Crickets of the Week meets the Six. So, before I go all out, we're going to remind you guys of some of the stuff we got coming up and whatnot. So, I definitely appreciate everyone's all the support. One of the big events I have coming up, I want to definitely get out there in the forefront. This Saturday, if you're in the DFW area, so it's pretty centrally located. We'll be at the Ego Couture pop-up shop at 3901 West Arkansas Lane. That's Arlington, Texas, 76016. Come to there. It's this Saturday. It'll be going on from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. There'll be a lot of great vendors, including myself and my gracious mother, who also will be bringing out her business as well. So check us out. I'm at the pop-up shop at the Ego Couture pop-up shop, 3901 West Arkansas Lane, Arlington, Texas, 76016. All right, so let me go to the phone line. I see T has checked in. Hello, T.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, yes. You're in the end, but go ahead. Do you have anything you wanted to say?
Make sure y'all check out Mael magazine. Y'all can find the magazine on maelkids.com/magazine, or you can sign up for the social media that we have at maelkids.com. Y'all go check that out. Oh, and that's MAELLE.
All right, so it's a reminder, people. Again, you can check out, y'all definitely Again, shout out to Vertigo out there for the love and support. Shout out to Michael Lee, all of his track Urge. And then shout out to our special guest today, Ray Vine. So we are out, y'all. We'll buy you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, when there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. You tuned to an episode of Life of the Dust Live, your boy, Sandy J. And we always end off every hump day at the dust episode with, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. We out, y'all. Peace.